Our guest on the KHSU Magazine today is Ruby Jean Rodriguez from the HSU chapter of Latino Outdoors. That's an organization that connects the Latino community with nature and outdoor experiences. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ruby Jean.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you. So tell us, what is Latino Outdoors?
Well, Latino Outdoors is a national nonprofit organization, and we are trying to amplify the Latino presence in our outdoor spaces, as well as insert a positive narrative into the mainstream conservation movement, and really just use the outdoors as an avenue to empowerment.
How is the outdoors an avenue for empowerment?
Well, from my perspective, I think that it really offers you an opportunity to sort of boost your confidence, learn to persevere, find healing, and just enjoy the spaces that we have here in our public lands.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of healing benefits to being out in nature, for sure.
Yeah.
So I read on your website, which is on the, you can access it through Humboldt State's website, that you focus on sharing stories and experiences of underrepresented communities.
Yes.
Related to nature. What are some of the stories that you share when you take groups out on Latino Outdoors excursions?
Well, storytelling is super powerful. Not only does it allow a person to sort of enter the space of vulnerability, but it really creates an opportunity to sort of, create closeness and bridge gaps. And so I think that some of the primary stories that we share are just, our leaders' journey to the outdoors, because every person has a different story, and they're all stories that, we can connect with and we can sort of relate to. I think my story is heavily rested on a sort of uncomfortableness within the outdoors and, navigating my way to find comfort within that space. And that's where the sort of empowerment component comes in, is overcoming those barriers, can easily translate to a lot of other areas in your life. And so it's those kind of stories that are super meaningful that we just love to share.
Yeah. Did you grow up in a city?
Well, I grew up in Fresno, which is about 90 minutes away from three different national parks. And as a youth, I never visited any of those spaces. And so it wasn't until I was an adult that I sort of ventured out there. And I drove through Yosemite like three or four times just to kind of scope it out before I finally brought a backpack with me with, some water and some snacks, which is my day pack. I know that now. and I took my first day hike to Nevada Falls, and it was an amazing experience that really opened this whole other world for me, which is really why I am here now, I'm working in this space for sure.
What did you feel? What do you remember what you felt like when you got hooked?
Well, at first it was super uncomfortable because I was the only person of color on that trail. And, everywhere I looked, there were just folks visiting, from internationally and, other people from that community. And they were all white and, they all had gear and they were all super happy. And here I was, super uncomfortable, not really knowing what I was doing. I hadn't hiked before and I was by myself. So it was just super awkward and uncomfortable. And I chose to be in that space anyway because I wanted to be there. And so after that first hike, I remember reaching the top and just thinking, I just persevered through that hike, which is the hardest thing I've ever done. And I did it, and it's amazing, and the view is beautiful. And so, I remember returning pretty often to that park, and I eventually brought my son with me, and so we were able to hike together. And just a few years later, I kind of stumbled upon Humboldt State just because Fresno State wasn't accepting applications anymore. And I saw that Humboldt State was the only university accepting applications. And I was like, what is Humboldt? And so I check out the website and it's super amazing. And I was like, this is where I need to be. So I applied and I got here, and it's just been an amazing experience. And so I think that my passion is sort of creating that opportunity for others and creating that space for other people to feel comfortable in the outdoors.
Wow. Yeah. That's an inspiring story. Yeah.
Thank
it does
you.
Seem like you're meant to be here. We only have one national park, but we have a lot of natural beauty everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming, is it HSU students mainly that you're taking out on a...
Yeah, so the Latino Outdoors Club here on campus is fairly new. So we started with a really heavy focus on just creating a space for students to get together and explore the outdoors with people who look like them and, you know, create a safe space to feel comfortable in. Now in 2018, we're going to start focusing a little bit more on serving the community, and so really getting those Latino families into these spaces that we love to be in.
Yeah. What is the reaction from students? Are there a lot of HSU students that are like you were, you know, they haven't spent much time outdoors?
Yeah, totally. You know, some of our club members don't really have a lot of experience in the outdoors, you know, but still are choosing to major in things like forestry, you know, which is super cool. Yeah. And then we've got students who have never really had a really intimate interaction with nature. And, you know, we've got a pretty good mix. Some of our other students or club members have lots of experience with the outdoors, but it's about creating that community and that closeness with, like I said, with people who look like you and you know, to share that experience, I think, is super powerful. And I think also an act of resistance, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we talked a little bit before we went on the air just about the environmental movement, mm-hmm. and, you know, a lot of the people that we recognize as part of the environmental movement, they tend to be like white men and some white women, but I think too, like, we don't hear all of the stories, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many other people working for environmental causes, and are there any kind of heroes in particular, anyone that you lift up when you talk with Latino Outdoors participants to kind of help change that narrative a bit?
Yeah, I've got some really amazing mentors here in Humboldt, actually. John Griffith is a local conservation hero, and he's amazing, and he's definitely got a perspective that, you know, I love to hear about.
Does he work with this?
Yeah. And then I've got a professor, Jim Viev. She's definitely a hero in the diversity and inclusion movement as well. There are definitely some people here who are super positive and definitely on board with changing that narrative. I think that my stance on the mainstream conservation movement is, when it comes to programming for outdoor recreation, is I think that we should provide these opportunities to communities to empower them and uplift them first, and let that conservation piece come naturally.
Right.
Because when you develop a really close bond with these spaces, you just naturally want to protect them. And
Yeah, you have to know it to love it, and you have to love it to protect it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So what places do you take students to?
All over the place. I think that some of our favorite spots are definitely Strawberry Rock, because you can't beat that.
Wait a minute, is that? I thought you weren't supposed to. I thought that was like not public land.
Well, it's open to the public.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe it's just climbing up the rock.
No, well, it hasn't been open to the public before, but I think just recently in the past.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's like, shh. I found climbing up that rope to get up to the top was like super intimidating. It took me at least 10 minutes to just get up the courage to do it.
Yeah, for sure. And then just, you know, the national park that we have here, the state parks, for sure. You know, a night hike in the community forest is super fun. Just recently, I took the club agate hunting, which is my favorite outdoor activity, and that was super fun. And so we really listen to our members in terms of, you know, what they're interested in and what they want to experience, and then we do our best to provide that for them.
Seems like it'd be a really therapeutic way to kind of blow off the stress of being in a new environment, being in a university setting, being away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of getting out of the, you know, having something besides studying and partying or whatever to balance out your college experience. It's a nice place to go to school, I would think.
Yes, for sure, yeah.
How can people get involved with the Humboldt chapter of Latino Outdoors?
Well, I'm not sure what times we're going to be meeting next semester, but you can always email humboldt@latinooutdoors.org and get put on our mailing list, and that's the easiest way. In spring semester, we'll develop a new meeting time, and anyone and everyone is welcome to come, you know, regardless of race or socioeconomic status. We totally want to include everyone.
Do you offer transportation on these outings?
Yeah, well, we do our best to provide transportation. If for any reason we don't have enough room in the carpools, we do reimburse for gas and mileage, which is super helpful to be able to alleviate that barrier, you know, that transportation barrier.
Yeah. So what do you have coming up for 2018?
I'm super excited about 2018. We are working with EPIC to provide bilingual hikes to families in the community. So we're going to be working on that. We're interpreting some native plant posters to be able to provide for free to the Latino community. And then towards the end, I'm really hoping to certify Humboldt State as a national wildlife habitat. And so I think that the vision is to be able to adopt a garden space and, you know, like pull out some of those invasive species, replace them with native species, and kind of see that transformation and involve the community.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really ambitious projects for the year.
Yeah.
They sound really worthwhile. So you would establish Humboldt State University as a national wildlife habitat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working with other departments at HSU, natural resources and botany and fisheries and all that?
Not yet. I think that through the certification, I think that that's an outcome that I'd like to see for sure.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic organization to be involved with.
Thank you.
And do you have to be part of the HSU campus community?
Not at all. Anyone can join the club. It's open to community members.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Ruby Jean Rodriguez, thank you so much for coming in today. And tell us again how people can find out more about Latino Outdoors.
You can either check us out on Facebook or Instagram, but the Humboldt region can be reached at humboldt@latinooutdoors.org.
Okay, great. And Latino Outdoors is actually a national organization,
Correct. Right?
So Humboldt has a chapter.
Yes.
Ruby Jean, best of luck with all of your endeavors in 2018. Come back and tell us about it.
Thank you. I will.